And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, kind of a chilly Getaway Friday here in the Marion area. Friday, September 27th, 2019. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And we are into fall. This is the first Friday of fall 2019, or autumn, however you wish to refer to it. And the last Friday in September, so not too bad at all. I want to give you a quick programming reminder because we have got some great programming coming up today here on WWGH Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, we're just going to have open phone lines and talk about yesteryear, and that's been a lot of fun, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. But I want to let you know that when I go off the air this morning, the Dean of Marion Broadcasters, Charlie Evers, will be on from 10:10 until 12 noon. Now, today, you want to listen to Charlie every day, but today will be extra special. Not only will Charlie have as a co-host for his two-hour program another radio legend here in Marion, Jeff Ruth, but he will have on three World War II veterans, one of which, Kenzel Clutter, I believe is either 100 years old or nearing 100 years old. So they will all be in here for the two-hour program with Charlie today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. That will be an experience you will not want to miss for love nor money. A real experience to hear what these men went through. You know, Tom Brokaw called them the greatest generation. The World War II era is looked back on a different way than any other era, I think, in our history, certainly a wartime era. And the things that these men did, and women, and other people involved, were absolutely unparalleled. It just, anybody who goes to war, any war you were in, Korea, George Kasotis was talking about his Korean War experiences the other day. Korea, Vietnam, my father was in the Vietnam War. World War II, I believe Charlie's father was in World War II. These men today will be in who were in World War II. And I believe Kenzel Clutter's plane was shut down. That'll be an interesting story to hear. The Gulf War that we had in the early 90s, the Iraq War, the Afghan War. Whether you agree or disagree with these wars, you can never, never, never say anything about the troops, because the way the troops went and fought, the way they conducted themselves, the fear that they faced and went through anyway, I just have no greater respect for anybody in this world than I do for war veterans. And it is one of the biggest shames of our country that there are homeless war veterans. That is something we should be highly embarrassed as Americans. If there's one thing, and I'm proud to be an American, I love being an American as much as anybody, but if you think that somebody who defended this country and then has to sleep on a park bench or in an alley is okay, that doesn't make me feel very proud to be an American. A lot of great things about this country, but until that problem's fixed, in my opinion, we have a little bit of a blemish on our record. And, you know, just the way it goes, that's just my opinion. But that's one of the things that really gets to me. You know, firefighters, police officers, people who risk their lives every day to make us safe, we cannot have that. They should be set up for the rest of their life to live the best of their life. And the fact that they're not, we've got a real problem in this country. And hopefully one day somebody will eliminate that problem. And if not, maybe we, the people, at one point will have to eliminate that problem by finding these people funds to do what they need to do. But that's just my little soliloquy for the morning. So you don't want to miss Charlie today, 10 to 12, because that's going to be live and that's going to be amazing. And Jeff Ruth will be in on that as well. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Do you have any thoughts on the veterans? Because it's that kind of day here at WWGH Radio when they come in at 10 o'clock. It's going to be fascinating. 740-383-9944. I know a lot of you have war veterans out there and people who were in your family, and it's an interesting memory, I think, for them and for the people who are their family members. Let's see here. What else is on the agenda this morning? Well, we are going to go back to Marian history because we have had so much fun with this. But I do want to start off this morning. There are two things, and I guess it's a great thing about listening to this radio station, is that I've been trying to rack my mind because I know that the LNK was on Delaware Avenue, down by where Matthew's Honda was. I know that Frisch's used to be on Delaware Avenue, I think where the CVS is now. I know that there was a Chinese restaurant there at one point, but I cannot remember the name of the Chinese restaurant. But I kept trying to think, I thought there was a place that was kind of noted for their breakfast that was in that area down by the Marion Towers, kind of like where CVS was. And this morning I was listening to Jeff and Charlie talk from last Friday as I was driving in here during Charlie's birthday party that we had on the air, and Jeff mentioned the name of a restaurant that he used to go to when he came here in the early 80s because it was a 24-hour joint. And he would go there on Sunday night with another man who worked at the radio station named Bob George. And they would have, I think he said breakfast, but they would eat, I guess is the point. And he said the name of the restaurant, and it was Ross's. Now, that rung a bell in my head. Now, does anybody remember where Ross's was? And was Ross's 24 hours, were they noted for their breakfast, and were they on Delaware Avenue, kind of in that area that I'm talking about? Were they there somewhere between Matthew's car lot and the CVS close to Delaware Avenue? Is that where Ross's restaurant was? Because it seems to me that name struck a bell in my head as this very famous place where people used to go and get breakfast in Marion. So I guess the first question this morning is, does anybody remember Ross's? It would have been here in the early 80s, 70s. Does anybody remember where it was located? And does anybody remember anything that it had to do with breakfast? For some reason, I just think that's it. I think that's the one that I was thinking about. Because I remember driving down Delaware Avenue, and you would get stopped at that light there right before the towers. And that's kind of, if you looked over to your left, if you were going toward downtown, on your left is where you would see Ross's, which I think was the place that was known for like their pancakes and waffles and eggs and sausage and things of that nature, the breakfast foods. So does anybody remember Ross's restaurant in Marion? Does anybody remember where it was? Does anybody think that was the particular area? Give me a call, 22 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call here. Ross's restaurant is the first topic on the table this morning here on WWGH Radio. Now, the other thing that has to do with the conversations that we have been having here, we've had a lot of conversations this week about the LK restaurant, Ludwig and Kibbe. Now, last night I had a conversation with, I'll say the name, I'm sure he doesn't care, Sean Kraft, who listens to this station and, of course, is one of the managers here. And he was telling me last night that his mother used to work, stepmother, used to work at the LNK Hotel, and that the LNK Hotel was located on Mount Vernon Avenue, out where the Aldi's store is. And I think that's right. I mean, I kind of remember that. I don't remember it very well, but I think that's where the LNK Hotel was. But he also said that he did not believe that the LNK restaurant was located on Delaware Avenue, and even tried to make me a bet for a meal about this, that the LNK restaurant was not located on Delaware Avenue, where the Matthews Honda is today, and also that the LNK restaurant was actually out on Route 95, right in front of the LNK hotel. But I don't think that's right, because the Royal Buffet was on Route 95, where Denny's is now. And that was owned by the Ludwig and Kibbe Corporation, the LK Corporation. So I don't think they would have had another restaurant up the road like that. So who's right here? This is really high dollar stuff here this morning. Can you settle the bet? Was the LNK Hotel, if there was such a thing, on Route 95, kind of where Aldi is located now? And where was the LNK restaurant? Was it on Delaware Avenue, where Matthew's Honda is now? Or was it on Mount Vernon Avenue, kind of in front of where Aldi's is now? So does anybody know the answer to that? Can anybody settle that bet on this Friday morning? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Now, I do know that the LNK restaurant used to be downtown at one point before it moved to Delaware Avenue. I believe it was on Center Street somewhere. But I don't believe that the actual LNK restaurant was ever on Mount Vernon Avenue, especially way out there in the area. So are we going to have confirmation on this? We're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't the LNK located right before you got to Matthews Kennedy there, where that little plaza thing is? Because it flooded or something. It seemed like the LNK was there, right across from the Smith Clinic. There's a building there that has a lot of Avita and different stuff in it.
Well,
I think it was there because it seemed like it flooded there a lot.
Well, I do remember the flooding. Now, I do remember on the Avita spot that one of the last things that was located there was the Harding Motor Lodge. And also, Cubberly Studios used to have a room in the Harding Motor Lodge where you would get your pictures taken if you went to Cubberly's.
Now, well, when I went to Cubberly's, I went out to the Southland Mall right there by Kenny's. They had an office there.
Yeah. At one point they were, but I think their final office was in the Harding. I think they called it the Motor Lodge at one point, and then I think they called it the Travel Lodge. But essentially, it was kind of like a motel. It wasn't a hotel.
Yeah.
It didn't have a lobby. But I think that's where Avita was.
Well, maybe I'm thinking then of. I don't know where it was. I thought it was there.
But do you remember it being on Delaware Avenue, the south side of town, or do you remember it being on the east side of town out on Mount Vernon Avenue?
If it wasn't there where I sit, I don't remember it.
Right. Well, I do think it was close, because I think what happened, the original part of Matthew's car lot was there, but originally the Honda part of it was not there. The Honda part had not been built yet. And that's where LNK was. And when LNK went under, I think Matthews bought that land and put the Honda dealership on that land. That's where I think LK was. So it's right there in the area that you're talking about.
Well, wasn't there a restaurant right there in between the that Motor Lodge place and Matthew Kennedy? Wasn't there some kind of a restaurant there?
I think it was, but I think it was operated by the people who own the Harding Motor Lodge.
It seemed like, their names weren't Divine, and it wasn't Divine. It seemed like it started with a D.
Yeah, I do think there was a restaurant there, because I know people from the motel, used to eat at that restaurant. But do you remember Ross's at all?
No. See, it seemed like the people that had that restaurant, it was, I'm trying to think if it was Divine's. It seemed like it started with a D. But no, I don't remember Ross's.
Now, see, I think, because there were some restaurants there on Delaware Avenue, the CVS lot, which is now down close to the towers, at one point that lot had a restaurant on it. And it
That used to be, when I came up here, I thought Frisch's was there.
Frisch's,
in the
late
60s, or somewhere around there.
Because I think Frisch's, once they were done with that, they moved to the east side of town where Ralphie's is now.
Oh, Yeah, over there, yeah.
Yeah, but they started over there on Delaware Avenue.
Yeah.
And then I remember at one point there was a Chinese restaurant in that location, which I cannot remember what the... Do you remember a Chinese restaurant being over there?
No, I don't. Uh-uh.
But, and I also think Ross's was in that area at one point. It might have all been the same building. It might have been built for Frisch's, and then Ross's came in, and then the Chinese restaurant, and then they tore it down for CVS, because I don't think CVS took over that lot until the mid or late 90s.
Yeah, because Revco used to be in there.
Yeah, yeah, at one point. But Revco yeah. was also up the street, too, because when Kroger was behind Michael's, Revco used to be right next to them back in that lot.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's interesting to figure out, but we're kind of trying to figure out Ross's, what was this Chinese restaurant, and was L&K ever on the east side of town? Do you remember the Golden Buffet on the east side of town where Denny's is?
Not that much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. No,
Well, it's a keep listening, and if any memories come to you, call in.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, it's interesting. And again, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling 740-383-9944, because we definitely do want to hear your memories. So if the phone lines are ringing busy, just call in, keep calling, just like we're getting a call right now, and hopefully this will be interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
They're on Executive Drive and Delaware Avenue. That was a Holiday Inn restaurant.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then... probably in about 55 or something like that, LK moved from West Center and Olney to where the Honda dealership is now.
Now, was there ever an LK on the east side of town?
Well, I don't think it was ever called an LK. It was an LK-ran restaurant, but I don't think it was called an LK restaurant.
Now, was there an LK hotel down by where Aldi, or I guess on the Aldi spot?
I think there was,
yeah,
and I think I think the restaurant and the hotel may have been all one item. I think all one construction. I think,
right.
I'm not 100% sure about that, but I do know that LK moved from West Center to the Honda lot in mid-50s.
So the LK was definitely on the south side of town.
Oh, yeah.
On the Honda lot.
Ate there many times in the late 50s.
Now, do you remember Ross's?
I think Ross's, they like you said, I think it was all in the CVS building area right there. I think it went from Frisch's to Ross's to at one Chinese restaurant, and the last Chinese restaurant was the Hunan. House of Hunan, who moved out there in the South and Mall after, I think they wanted to sell that building to CVS, and House of Hunan had to move.
Oh, so they had actually started up there by CVS.
Yes, that's where they started.
Well, see, I just remembered, and people were saying Frisch's and LK,
yeah,
and I kept
they were all in the same place. There was two. I forget the name of the first Chinese restaurant there, but then the House Hunan took over.
Well, I kept thinking, I know that this place, which was Ross's kind of famous for their breakfast,
yeah.
If you remember?
Yeah.
Because I thought, I know there was a place there famous for their breakfast,
yep.
But I don't think it was Frisch's, and I don't think it was LK, and when Jeff Ruth said Ross's this morning,
yep.
I thought, I think that's the one.
Yep.
Hey, well, thank you for the information.
Sure, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, this is the kind of morning I like. These are the type of calls I like to get. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we're going to do this for the first 2 hours this morning, and we've got a good start this morning. And as long as we get the phone calls, we'll keep doing it, because that's what keeps the program going. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling to try to get in. 740-383-9944, 33 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you've been asking about Dorothy and Fair Park.
Yes, Dorothy, who used to run the Fair Park Sundries.
Yeah, I think she I don't know if you know what year, but I'm pretty sure around 86 or so she was still there.
I think into the early 90s.
Probably because my son, the comic books, he started going to Brad's because he had such a large selection. And I believe, I don't know if she got sick, but she died. And her house there in Share Park, the very last street as you go out east, she had the one son. And the one thing I noticed about her when I went in there, did you ever notice how her hands were purple?
Yeah, she did. You know, the funny thing was, talking about Dorothy, and just to let the audience know, maybe if they're just tuning in, what we're talking about is when Fair Park was kind of on the development, they built that little strip mall there that now still has the laundromat and things like that. But on the very end, where the computer corner is now, there used to be a place called Fair Park Sundries.
And
it was open for probably the better part of 30 years. Didn't close till the early 90s, and there was a lady in there named Dorothy who owned it and used to run it. And when I met her, which would have probably been in the 80s, she was an older lady by that point, and she had kind of a beehive hairdo, and she was always in there. I never remember going in there when she wasn't there.
Yeah, she was always there, and I think back then people... they age different. I would say she was probably around 70s then.
Yeah, probably 70s.
But she didn't carry very many, I think, of the comic books, and so Brad did.
Well,
so we didn't go there as often then, but yeah, she was very nice and everything.
Well, I remember the big seller. I think the only thing that I ever got there, because it was also a pharmacy, was it not?
Yes, my son said that he thought there was a pharmacy there, too.
Yeah, because I do remember there was another gentleman in there with her for a time, and I think he was the pharmacist. But, of course, I wasn't taking any medications, and what I remember was she sold a lot of candy, and she sold a lot of, like, these little toys that, like, were a dollar back then or 50 cents or something like that. I remember her having a lot of that. It wasn't a very big store, but you are right. Her hands were kind of discolored.
They were like a light purplish. I don't know if she had heart trouble or what, because when I saw her, that's the first thing that I noticed was her purple hands. I never seen anybody, and I don't think I have since seen somebody with purple hands.
Well, and she was also always very well-dressed.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the funny
thing, really neat to talk to. She was very nice.
Yeah, very nice woman. And it's kind of shocked me that more people don't remember her, because being in business for the same place for 30 years, and she always seemed to be busy over there, nobody remembers her very well. But and it also just kind of went out in the middle of the night, it seemed. It was like in the 90s. One day she was there, and the next day she was gone.
I'm not for sure, but I think she... I don't know. I think she just died. I think that's why.
Oh, did she die when the store was open?
I'm not positive, but if something like all at once, I remember she died, and then I remember her son had her house for sale. She's right off the, as you go towards Aishita's car wash, that last street there before you get to those apartments. She lived on that last street and just a few houses up, and stuff, and her house was for sale later. So I think she just died.
Do you remember what her last name was?
No, I don't.
I keep thinking it begins with an N, like Nemeth or Nesmith or something like that.
No, I just remember Dorothy.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate that. That's a great
memory. I know she had the candy, too, and stuff. Candy, I remember, and the...
baseball cards.
Too.
She used to have baseball cards. I remember buying...
she didn't carry that many comic books, you know, and stuff. Just and then Brad, of course, he had all the comic books, so we kind of didn't go there as much. So,
well, it's definitely good to remember Dorothy. I'm glad somebody else out there remembers her.
Yeah, probably a lot do, but they're probably the kids that were in Fair Park that are, you know, probably working of a day and they're not calling in. They're probably the ones that remember.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, 38 minutes past the hour. We're getting a lot of information already this morning. I'm glad somebody remembers Dorothy, who used to run the Fair Park Sundries over there in the Fair Park area. It's located where the computer corner is now, in that little Fair Park strip mall where the right across from the grocery store where the laundromat is and the barber and things of that nature. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back. We certainly do want to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 39 minutes past the hour, we're remembering Dorothy over at the Fair Park Sundries, and also Ross's Restaurant, LK Restaurant, things of that nature. Oh, I know who this is, and he's going to have to say, Scott, you were right. Go ahead, caller.
Got you wrong.
Don't you wish?
I'm telling you, the guy was 100%, but yeah, it was LK Restaurant, and I called up a few people on 95, the LK Restaurant where the Travelodge is now, back in the back before, you know, where the Kohl's and stuff is, that area.
Well, I think you mean where, like, Lowe's is, right? Not Kohl's.
Yeah, Lowe's in the new Holiday Inn. Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. They used to be like a big building back there. They turned it into a, LK hotel. And
yeah.
Then Travelodge bought them out. In front of there, where all these used to be, it used to be a restaurant. And then, you know, the old, Steve Dakota used to be called City, which is like a bull, sports bar.
City what?
And
what Steve was
Dakota
the name?
Bought him out.
What was the name of Steve Dakota's? What was the name of Steve Dakota's?
Before Steve Dakota, there used to be another restaurant in there before Steve Dakota bought it out. Or rented it out, whatever they did. It was some kind of sports bar.
Well, I do know there was a restaurant on that lot, but I know that, well, you know what, I tell you, Charlie would know this because Charlie's office was in the Travel Lodge, and it was there when Steve Dakota's was built. So,
it wasn't Travel Lodge before, though. Travel Lodge, LT Hotel was there before Travel Lodge.
Right, I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is before, I'm not saying the LK Hotel was not there. I remember the LK Hotel. But what I'm saying is the LK Restaurant during that era was on the Matthews Honda lot out on Delaware Avenue.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I think there was one, by Denny's too, right, or something?
On the Denny's, it was called Royal Buffet, but it was owned by the L&K people. But what I'm saying is I don't remember any L&K restaurant on the Aldi spot.
Yeah, it was a restaurant there before Aldi.
I think there was
a building there.
I know there was a restaurant, but I don't think it was L&K.
I thought that L&K owned that. I went to do some research, but I thought L&K owned that restaurant there on that land. So they owned that whole land because behind the behind Aldi, they own that hotel behind there. They own that, it was part of the LK. You know how that strip is where Travelodge is now? Well, LK had a building behind there, had extra rooms, which it was three floors. And they tore that building down, of course. It's not back there. But that was part of the LK hotel.
Well, yeah, I agree that there was more to the LK Hotel than there is to Travel Lodge, and maybe they owned the land. I just don't think there was an LK restaurant on that property that was called LK, that was the LK food. Now, they might have rented the building.
I'm not 100% sure myself, but I've been trying to think back because I think that
what was that?
Okay, yeah, speaking of the family members, I think we had a family member that used to run Hardee's there over by Fair Park.
Well, I don't think they ran it. I think they might have worked there.
I mean, not ran. I mean, like you know, like the manager or whatever.
Oh, you mean the Fair Park Diner?
Yeah, wasn't that Hardee's at one time?
No, no. Hardee's was next door to that.
Oh, it was next door, like where the Quick Lube is, right?
Yeah, Hardee's used to be on the spot where the, what is it? It's the car wash. Hardee's was where the car wash was, and Fair Park Diner is where the Quick Lube is.
Okay, so maybe he ran the Fair Park Diner. Okay.
He did. I remember he was the manager of the Fair Park Diner, but the Fair Park Diner was where Quick Lube is now, and Hardee's is where the car wash is now. Hardee's was right next door to Duke.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. I know that now. But yeah, I just the LK restaurant. I believe there was like 2 or 3 of them, or something, or whatever.
Well, there were, but I don't believe they were open at the same time, because there was one on Center Street, that's where it started, and then they closed that one down to move out to Delaware Avenue, where the Matthews Honda dealership is, and then that's, I believe, the last location they had. Now, they did have a hotel out on 95, and they did own the Royal Buffet, where Denny's is, but other than that, I don't think there was another restaurant in town that was called LK. You're going to have to concede.
Sure.
You're going to have to concede on Friday that I want.
Somebody that's been, well, absolutely. Yeah, we'll have to ask Charlie, because he's been around for a long time, and Marion, and
well, a lot of. Well, I think a lot of these listeners know what's going on.
Right. Hey, also, I just wanted to pass on to you. Did you see where Urban Meyer opened up a restaurant as well?
Well, that's nice. He's got to make money some way.
Well, he's certainly, I believe he's certainly an athletic director, so he's certainly good money. Or an athletic goods director, or something like that. And, I heard that he's going for one in California, too, so that's kind of interesting.
Well, that's good. He kind of got gotten a little bit of trouble last year, so maybe he can turn it around in the restaurant business. Maybe he'll be in there flipping flapjacks.
I think it'd be pretty cool if he did like kind of autographs and stuff like that, you know. I think that'd be pretty cool. I mean,
you'd be happy if anybody was in there signing autographs. You'd be happy if the cook came out and signed his hot dog or hamburger.
Well, speaking of the hot dog, I forgot the hot dog bun. We gotta take Charlie up to the hot dog restaurant there in Toledo.
Tony Paco's.
Tony Paco's. You got to take him up there still. And,
you know, I was thinking it might be fun to go up there sometime in December during Christmas and see how they decorate at that time of year.
Well, you'll have to ask Charlie to see what day he wants to go up there. We'll run him up there and have him sign his hot dog bun.
As long as we can get the remote off the air, I have a little more faith in our equipment now than in the past, so hopefully that can be accomplished sometime soon.
Yeah, as long as we have a good Wi-Fi connection, then we'll be fine.
But I think I've won this bet, so I think dinner is on you tonight.
No, it was half truth, half not.
You told me last night that there was no LK restaurant where Honda was. Matthews Honda.
Well, I think that back. But the LK, Holiday Inn on 95 on Detective Drive, what the gentleman was saying.
Right, and that's,
there was a restaurant there, too.
Yeah, there was. But it was the Holiday Inn Motor Lodge.
I was mistaken there, yes.
Yes, but you said that there was never an LK where Matthews Honda was.
No, I take that back now,
Yeah, that's all.
I guess there was several different LKs. That's why I got confused on, because there was some on Delaware Avenue, and there was on some on 95.
So Red Lobster's
you
on you.
There was nothing on 95.
Red Lobster's
on that one.
Red Lobster's on you.
No, I mean, you're wrong, because you said that there was no L&K on 95.
There's no L&K restaurant on 95.
Oh, yes, there was.
Where was it?
You better do your research. Well, now, one of the listeners will call you and correct you on that.
Yeah, so say it for the save it for the record. Where was the L&K restaurant?
It was on 95.
But where?
Where the restaurant, where the hotel used to be.
I don't know. That's iffy. We're going to have to get some facts on that one. But I'll.
Well, I have to get the facts on it, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
You just don't want to buy that Red Lobster tonight. That's all you're trying to steer away from.
Maybe one of the listeners that's been here, I was little. I remember going in there because I had a family member that worked at that hotel, and I used to go in that restaurant and get, like, drinks and stuff. I mean, not, like, alcohol. I mean, like,
You went in at 5 years old and got a bourbon.
But you know what you're about to say. Like, I used to go in there all the time. I get something because it was, like, right next door to the hotel.
Well, maybe we can find it. I mean, we're going to do this for 2 hours this morning. And maybe
I think it was called, I think it wasn't LK. I remember that. But LK, I think, was where Alden used to be, I think, at one time.
So now you're saying it was a freestanding restaurant again.
Well, hold on a minute. I was young. I mean, I was young when this all happened. I think it started with a B.
Well, if it's Becky's, then it's not L&K, which is the whole point of this bet.
No, I'm talking to see with two restaurants there, remember? Because there was one where Steve Dakota's used to be, and there was one where Aldi's used to be, a restaurant, right in front of the...
I honestly don't remember a restaurant where Steve Dakota's was, but I do remember there was something where Aldi's was, but I'm trying to remember what it was, because I remember when Aldi's came in, I remember there was a big hubbub about tearing down what was there, but I cannot remember what it was. Well, it might have been, but I just can't remember what it was. But I know it wasn't the LK, because Aldi's did not come in until the mid-90s, and LK had been out of business a long time by that point.
I can't remember exactly. I'm really young. I remember. But I'm trying to think where Steve Dakota's, where they bought him, bought that building. I think it started with a B, the name of the restaurant. And I cannot, it was like tip of my tongue, you know how it is. And I cannot think. I believe it started with a B, but maybe our listeners can finish it up. But
well, just get your wallet ready for tonight, and we'll discuss it over dinner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, let's see if anybody calls in and gives us the answer.
All right. Let me know.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So the big question this morning, and now it's all laid in a bet format. A bet over food, not a bet over money. God knows. We don't need the authorities coming in. What was there before Aldi? Now, I do know there was something there, because I remember when Aldi came in the mid-1990s, I know it was after 92 because Walmart came in 92. All right, maybe this is the person who's going to set us straight. Let's see if this is the caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys got me so confused on L&K's all places. I used to think I knew where they all were. But out in that area, I'm not sure if there was an L&K, but I think it may have been torn down, and then there was a convention center.
Yeah, there was something there before Aldi, but I just remember, because I remember people complaining that it was a new building, a newer building, and why would you tear this down?
Yes.
But I can't remember what it was.
Well, I think it was Ludwig's Convention Center. So I don't know if they tore down their restaurant to do that, but I know I belong to an organization that would meet there every month, and it was pretty good size.
So that was just a convention center when you were meeting there.
Yeah.
So not a restaurant.
So I don't remember too much about it now, but I know a daughter that was a Ludwig, and I'm going to give her a call and see if she can't clear this all up for you.
Oh, I hope so, because, you know, we're on till 10 o'clock here this morning, and this is, you know, Red Lobster tonight is weighing in the bounds here.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I do you remember a restaurant where Steve Dakota's was? I don't remember that.
Well, I'm thinking that was where this convention center was. And it could have been L&K.
Well, do you remember a restaurant named Bucky's?
No.
No, I don't remember that either. But there might have been one there called Bucky's where... Because I know that Steve Dakota built on that land.
Mm-hmm.
I know they built it for Steve Dakota. But I don't remember if they had to tear down anything to build that.
Yeah. Well, was there something about L&K back in there where the motel was?
Well, I think the motel was L&K. L&K Motel, but I don't remember there being a restaurant there because they had the Royal Buffet just up the road where Denny's was.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to call.
All right. Well, let us know if you find anything.
I want to continue on.
Oh, go ahead.
I am the one that said I would call back about Uptown.
Yes, go right ahead.
And so I don't know, you want me to do North Main Street, East Center, West Center?
Well, we're good. We've got 7 minutes, and we'd love to hear it all.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do North Main Street right now then. It started out as the bank, which they have said, you know, I remember it burning down. And then there was a drugstore, I can't tell you what the name of that drugstore was. And then there was Jim Dugan's. And then you go on over past the alley. And then there were some other stores down through there. I can't remember because I lived on North Main and I'd walk it all the time. And then there was Javis Shoe Store Repair. And then there was a dry cleaning right in that area. Then you cross the tracks. Well, then you had Whitey's Bar, I guess. Now, I don't know if that was right up along the sidewalk or if that was back a little farther. And then you cross the railroad tracks, and there was Charlie's, little short guy, Charlie Shoe Repair. And now there's a barber shop in there. But I always went by there, and we'd always wave at each other. And then you had the Wonder Bar. And then there was another store. I used to remember what the name was. But now I just lost my thinking on that one. Oh, I think a sheet metal place. And I think the name is still up on the building there. And then you cross the railroad tracks, the north tracks, and there is a house right along the railroad tracks. And then you had Cheney's Grocery Store. And that's where I would buy my Klondikes. And if I got a pink one, I would not have to buy that ice cream bar. And then from there on, there was a restaurant called Fisher's, I believe. And then there was an Ideal Motel. It was upstairs, and it was up over Manny Pruzzo's. And he fixed cars and sold tires. And then you had an alley. And then there was Kunkel's Memorial for Tombstones. And then there was Wyndham's Grocery, and that's where my father worked. And they would call in and order groceries over the phone. They would put that in a metal tub, and my father would deliver these groceries around to the different homes. And then from there was Charlie Morbid's. Charlie Morbid was in the upholstery center. Everybody keeps thinking he's the one that did the hill. Yes, he did. But he was well known for his upholstery, too. And you talk about Snow's, that was almost another Snow store. Because when I go over there and deliver something to him, it was just like a path through there. But they knew. And they had a man, I think his name was Marion, and he would come there at the store. I would help out on Saturdays. And then, let's see, we had the upholstery. And then there was another store down through there, and I'm thinking it was a bakery. And then, if I remember right, there was a door that was always closed, pretty good size. And I think they worked on automobiles. And then you had the cigar, candy and cigar store. And when the heralder would run out of candy or cigars or whatever, I would run down there to get the candy or the cigars. And same way with bananas at Isley's would call when they was back there on North Prospect Street. And I'd run bananas over there for them for their banana splits. And then beside the cigar store was another alley, and Big Bear Store was in there. Fuzzy was his name. And he was the guy that was I don't know if he owned it or if he was the manager of it. But, and then you had the house beside the Catholic Church, and then the Catholic Church, and then you go on down towards George Street, and right there in the corner was Coca-Cola. And that blew up one year. And the building's still there, but I don't know what's in it now. Mm. And then there was a doctor on up a little farther, Dr., oh gosh, can't think of his name. But then there was the Parrish ice cream place. You had to go back a little, I think it was a street, but there was only the Parrish ice cream place on there. And then I'm going to go up quite a ways now, because I don't remember if there was anything. I think it's mostly houses. But then you're going up, and there's Dairy Queen, Dairy Queen was up there. And that would have been in the 50s, I believe. So then go on up farther, and there was the coffee grocery store on the corner of Fairground in North Main.
Ah, that's fascinating. We got to go to break here, but if anything else comes to mind, give us a call. And if you get an answer on that LK, give us a ring, because we're going to do it for the next hour here this morning.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, those are some great memories. We're going to learn about this LK thing. If you've been wanting to call in, we're going to do it in about 15 minutes again from 10:15 until 11, not 10:15, gee whiz, 9:15 until 10 a.m. Just sit tight for 10 minutes for news and weather and all the information, and we'll be back with more. 740-383-9944, the Great LK Mystery, Friday morning.
I shouldn't. I should have been more more circumspect in how I deal with the public. Just so one love.